What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. How y'all doing? Today might just be one of them days where I just bullshit and ramble today. I really don't care. I'm tired. We'll see what the podcast brings. So, let's do it. Alright, what up, y'all? Well, I think in this podcast, we're just going to talk about random shit, because I'm too tired to talk about anything serious, I guess, in a way. Well, how y'all doing? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm pretty sure I just said it twice. Whatever. I'm tired. I've been working 5 days straight. And I'm not complaining. I'm not going to sit here and complain that I work 5 days, 6 days, whatever. I work 12-hour shifts. Right now we're shorthanded at where we're at. He can verify for that.
Yes, we are, like, short. We're probably down
a lot of people.
Maybe, like, 5-6 people.
Is that what it is? No, it should be. I think it's more than that.
Are you talking about in our department or just, like, in
I'm talking about for our department.
Yeah, we're down, well, 3, 4. Yeah, about 4, 5.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah, we started with, like, 4, right?
Yeah, because we were down with...
Yeah, we have four people.
We have 2 people that quit, plus...
Not for nothing, the one person that did quit, though, she had a reasonable reason for quitting. Yeah. She just quit because she's a stupid bitch.
That's true.
Sorry, don't mean to call any female a stupid bitch. I know there's a lot of females that listen to this podcast more than guys, but hey, that's just how I feel
It's not towards you, it's just towards the people that we were working with before.
That's nothing to do with the people that we were working before. I just didn't like her.
Oh, yeah, we already knew that.
Not who you think I'm talking about. Not the one that was up here with you. The one on first floor.
I know what you meant.
I don't like her. Never liked her. She aggravates the shit out of me. But anyway, you know what? Fuck it. We ain't gonna talk about how I feel about people. You know what we're gonna talk about? We're gonna go back to our BK memory lane. Memory lane for BK. Woohoo!
Part two.
Alright, so this is what this podcast is. Memory in BK part doth. Where to begin? Well, let's see here. Again, I'm not dropping no names because I'm not trying to give them that clout. But man, I could go.
Yeah, there was a lot of people you hated.
You know what it was though? It's not even the fact that I hated them. Because it really wasn't the fact that I hated them. It was more or less I didn't like how they carried themselves.
Yeah.
Now, okay. For you that don't know me, because a lot of people don't, and the ones that have subscribed to my podcast, or like my friends that know me via Facebook or personally, y'all know me. I'm not I keep it a whole 100 with everybody. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Y'all know that. Someone just touched my ear. Y'all know that. And again, I'm not an asshole. I'm not disrespectful. Personally, I think I'm probably one of the most genuine persons that I think anybody would ever meet. I'm very nice. I'm very caring. I, from time to time, do have an attitude, but that's just because I don't like people. But, with that being said, I really despised people when I was at BK. And the main reason why that was is because a lot of the time, them peoples thought they could, you know, workers, not customers. Some customers aggravated the shit out of me too, but I'm not touching on customers because, boy, I got some stories with them. And I might actually include one of them in this story or in this in a couple
podcast.
Yeah, in a couple minutes. But, like, a lot of the workers, bro, like, and some of them I'm very close with to this day, and there's some that I don't really fuck with. But, bro, a lot of the workers I wanted to fucking smack. Oh, by the way, this podcast is rated, like, RPG, kind of. I don't fucking know. A lot of cursing. Fuck. Oh, well.
What do you mean, like, rated R, not RPG?
RPG? is that a fucking weapon? RPG, get down. Poof. Fucking Call of Duty, bro. They always RPG, get down. No?
Down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Grenada! But, okay, that's enough of that.
Grenada! Yo, I need sleep! Oh,
facts,
man. Anyway, but like, yo, a lot of the employees that I work with, like a lot of my coworkers, before like I was cool with a lot of them, aggravated the shit out of me.
That's the truth.
And not for nothing, a lot of the managers that I had too aggravated the shit out of me. I mean,
that's the truth.
Shit. Real quick story, I'm pretty sure I said it in one of my other podcasts, but I want to get into a little more detail about this one. And I've told you this story several times.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've said this before in my last podcast memory about BK, but, I walked out. I had a job interview at a warehouse where I'm living, or where I was living at the time. And they were paying, I think, like $16 or $15 an hour, and I was working overnight, and I made a deal with the manager at BK. I was like, look, if you give me Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll come in, I'll work like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to have two jobs, right? And at one point she agreed. She's like, yeah, I'm alright with that. Alright. So leading up to my interview, I made sure it was cool with her still, okay? So I got my interview, I passed the drug test, which, you know, real quick, I'm surprised I passed the drug test. I'm sorry. Yes, I smoke. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Yes, I smoke. I'm surprised I passed the drug test. I mean, it's easy to pass the mouth drug test, because,
it's easy.
But I'm surprised I passed the drug test. Anyway, do you not understand? Like, I smoked that morning, like a fucking retard. I was like, fuck. I was like, I gotta go for, because, like, that morning, I went to smoke because, like, I had to sit on a bus at, like, 5 o'clock to go to the warehouse. Went in for the job interview, and I remember I sprayed myself before I got out the house with my Axe. Yes, I wear Axe. Ooh.
No judge.
Ooh. And then I had mouthwash, like a little, like one of them little baby mouthwash thingies. It was like a one-shotter type thing, so boom, one shot, whatever, and I had mint gum. So when they gave me the, when I was standing there doing my thing, like, you know, because I was only doing, like, the packaging, so I wasn't doing nothing, like, I wasn't doing, like, a forklift or anything like that, I was just doing packaging. And as I'm standing there for my interview, we had to, like, log into the computer. We had to do, like, just all these weird things to, like, I don't know, to help us with everything. I don't fucking know. And I'm standing there. And the lady comes out and she has, like, the, it's like a, like, you remember here at this job where we had the mouth swab?
Yeah.
It was something like that, but, like, on an instant, it would tell you if I was positive or negative for marijuana. I was negative, of course. So she's like, all right, you're good. She took it out, we threw her away. But, like, bro, to be at a warehouse job, and I was there for a couple months, like, it was fun while it lasted. The money was great. But I hate getting paid every fucking Friday. Like, because being so used to working, being paid every two Fridays, your paycheck was fatter. If the warehouses would start paying, like, every 2 weeks instead of every week, because a lot of warehouses do pay every week. I know Amazon, where what's her name used to work, they used to do bi-weekly pay, but then they went to weekly pay. That's why she left. I didn't tell you that, but she left Amazon. So, I mean, now if the warehouse that I was working at would have done that, where it was bi-weekly pay, I would have almost been sitting almost at like $1,000 to maybe $1,200-ish money wise. Cause like it was like five and change almost every time. Except for my interview, I only got paid like $200. Which made no fucking sense, but I was like, fuck it, I'll take it. But anyway, getting back to my memory from BK, so again, made sure me and the manager had the understanding, like, yeah, it's cool. like, you know, we're gonna allow it. And fucking, excuse me, sorry, got the hiccups. Anyway, the manager that was on duty or whatever, that same fucking day after I got my job interview and I passed the drug test, I started that Friday. She put me on the schedule.
When you specifically told her that you couldn't
and
work.
And you know what I'm talking about, right? Look.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So she puts me on the schedule, and I tell her, I'm like, yo, I gotta work. Like, I'm not, like, I'm working 11 to, or 5 to 7, or, oh, no, it was 11 to 7. It was 11 to 7 overnight, it was 12-hour shifts, or some weird shit like that. It was 12-hour shifts, not 7-hour shifts. So, whatever. Oh, no, it was 7 to 7. So I worked from 7 to 7, that's what it was, I'm
so
sorry.
Basically what you're working now. When you were working at the...
Yeah, but I was 7 at night to 7 a.m.
Yeah, basically what you were doing.
Yeah, but flip the other way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then there would be times where I would have stayed to like 10 or 11
yeah.
in the morning. Well, whatever, anyway. So I told her, I was like, we were over this, I have a job the weekends. So she goes, well, you need to either choose us or them. And I was like, you and me just agreed on Thursday that it was okay. Why? Why all of a sudden now? And she'll be telling some dumb shit like, oh, you gotta make sure that you find your replacement and you gotta find someone to train to cover your spot for the weekend. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not a fucking manager. I am a fucking team lead. Team lead.
You were team lead with me.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that shit was lit. I'm sorry. That was the funnest shit I think I've ever had. Being a team lead. And again, I don't regret nothing. I don't regret what I did at BK. I don't regret walking off.
Yeah.
I don't regret telling her to kiss my ass. that Friday showed up, so I called out. I was like, yo, I'm not coming in because, you know, I had work. I had my training, my orientation and shit like that. And she kept getting mad. And she's like, oh, well, you need to show up. You need to show up. So that Saturday, because I was supposed to work,
yeah,
I didn't sleep. I had found, like, two big-ass monster drinks. I downed both of them. Like, on the bus right there, bro, I was like, I'm just sitting there waiting to be dropped off by the baseball park over in Allentown. And, so as I'm coming, you know, I'm coming to BK, and I'm like, yo, I'm amped up on these fucking monsters and shit. She said something to me. I just turned to her, and I was like, excuse you? And I forget what it was, and I was like, kiss my ass, bro. Like, you ain't speaking to me like that. I forget what it was. And, but, like, what transpired after that was the funniest thing. She literally sat there and kept throwing shade towards me. And no, like, I know everybody picked up on it at the job except for a few people, but like, the minute she started saying some ignorant shit, like, and I was paying attention to what she was saying in her body language, and I was like, bet, like, you about to get smacked, bro. So whatever, she started sitting there, you know, throwing some shade, and, you know, again, I love shade being thrown towards me. It makes me feel amazing. It kind of made me take a realization on, I don't need Burger King as much as Burger King needs me. Okay?
Yep, that's how.
And mind you, that store that I was at, that was my store. Like,
that was our store.
Well, you left.
Yeah, but.
But, I mean, oh yeah, for the most part, it was our store. 2, 4, 6. Okay, 7. Alright, so for the most part, yeah, it was our store, but.
Because we knew more than anyone in that store, more than the managers, more than.
Bro, anybody knows more than the fucking managers in that store.
Yeah.
A fucking chicken probably knows more than a fucking manager in that store.
A freaking mouse could. Not gonna touch that one.
I mean, bring up the mouse situation. It wasn't even mouses, bro. They were rats. They were field mice. Yeah. They were field mice. They weren't even mouses. Oh, yeah, okay, I guess they were.
You know, I'm not even gonna sit.
Oh, no, we go touch that one real quick, too.
we're
gonna touch it after I finish up my part of this. But anyway, so that Saturday, I knew I had to come in, and she was throwing shade. And, you know, I let it go. I let it go, because at the end of the day, She's just this salty, sour bitch. And I'm pretty sure to this day she's still a salty, sour bitch. But I wouldn't know because I don't speak to her.
Yeah, neither do I.
And that Saturday when I was supposed to come in, and I called off for that Saturday too, I was like, "Yo, I'm not coming in. I got work." She kept blowing my phone up, bro. She kept texting me like, "Yo, you coming in? James, you coming in? James, you coming in?" And I was like, "Nah, like I told you, I had work. I just got out of work, bro. I need some sleep." So she's like, "Oh, are you quitting?" I was like, "No, I'm not quitting. I'll be in Sunday, maybe." So she's like, "All right." She's like, "All right, that's fine. I'll find someone to cover your shift." I was like, "Well, you have no choice because I'm not coming in." So now, fast forward to Sunday, right? I'd be at work at like 6 in the morning for some fucking retard ass reason.
Yeah.
And I just got out of the warehouse at like 5 o'clock because we got everything done and they allowed me to leave early, which is awesome. Well, that tastes weird. So now I'm like, I hopped onto the bus and I took that bus that took me back to where like I would go to go home. I just took it all the way through, all the way up in Allentown by the baseball field. But I think, what is that, South Malvern?
Yeah, South Malvern Middle School?
No, not the middle school, the baseball field.
Like where they all the Mountainville. Oh,
okay, Mountainville, my bad. Get off the bus. I had a Monster and I had a Bang. Well, not a Bang, a Red Bull. So I was like, bet I'm about to down this shit before I get into work. So, this is where it gets a whole lot funny. So, as I'm walking into work, I'm looking at the people that we have. And some of the people that we had were aggravating as fuck. Okay?
Oh. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Good. Oh, I mean, 3, 6, 9, 10.
Most of the people that we worked with were freaking aggravating as hell.
Yeah, they were. But, I mean, there was some that I could stomach and some that I couldn't. But, anyway. So, as I came in, I just kind of, like, I looked at everybody. I was in the mood. I had one of them, like, annoying faces. Like, I hate people. So, yeah. I'm just looking around, and, like, I see the customers in drive-thru, and I was like, fuck, bro, this is going to be a long-ass day. Oh, boy, it was a long motherfucking day. Get in, clocked in. Wasn't even in full uniform, bro. I ain't going front. I was in my BK shirt. I was wearing shorts and my non-slip shoes. And I was doing drive-thru anyway, so I was like, fuck it, what's the point of me, you know, changing into everything else? Well, whatever, I'm standing there. And at one time, I switched with the person on board because they had to do drive-thru and whatever. I was like, yeah, that's fine. We're about to transition to lunch. Lunch, we were dead as fuck for some reason for a fucking Sunday.
It's usually
weird, but then again, it's also because they were in church and
yeah.
And I think that was when football was still on at the time. It was because I couldn't watch the late game that Sunday. I forget who played. Yeah, so oh no, I lied. I was off every. I was off the weekends. Like, I was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I worked Monday through Thursday. So after that, I was on board. I was doing my thing. And you know how fast I am.
Oh, yeah.
I was knocking out sandwiches left and right. And at one point, I was wearing a headset and a guy ordered 4 triple whoppers.
Dude, I remember
that. I had no one to drive me. This bitch was in the office, sitting on her fucking ass.
Yep. So, bro. On her phone. Mind you, not the work phone, her actual cell phone.
Yeah, oh, man. Bro, you know. Bro, if I do another story in this podcast, I have one other manager I could be a dickhead and say about, but my situation with her is kind of under the bridge right now because, like, she apologized. Still not the same, but, like, I got someone else I can talk to about, too, but we'll get into that in a minute. But, yeah, she was on her phone, not doing shit. And, and, you know, I came to the conclusion that I realized I was wasting my time at a store that didn't see no potential in me. They didn't see, like, that they wanted to move me up other than a team lead. So, what I did was, and I, in a way, I kind of regret this, but then I really don't. Okay? I regret walking out because of the people that were on that shift. And those people that were on that shift were, you know, they were my people. They didn't deserve it. They didn't. But at the same time, I'm not busting my ass for a fucking manager to sit on her ass and not do nothing. So, what I did was, because we had, the line was basically almost out through the door. So, me being me, I went up and I did the thing. I took the orders. And the person that was on specialty board, we had two. We had one that didn't know what the fuck they were doing, and then we had one that was really good. So the one that was really good, I told him to take over. I was like, yo, bro, take over so I can take these orders. He takes over. Now, mind you, I'm standing taking everybody's orders. I'm knocking out every fucking order, bro, and I'm bagging up. So I get up to the last group, and it's, I remember them very, very well, actually, which is weird. It was a family of four, two kids, mother and father. And I see them all the time. And, I was up there, I was taking the order, and they're like, oh, where's your manager? I was like, well, she's probably sitting in the office on her ass. I said it just like that, because I didn't really care, because at this point, my mind was already at that stage where it's like, I'm walking the fuck out, regardless of who's here. So, I'm taking the order. They ordered whatever they wanted. And the mother turns to me after she pays me, and she goes, see, if I was you, I wouldn't be doing this. I was like, oh, don't worry. I'm out. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I took your order. I'll beg your order. After that, that's it. I'm gone. I'm walking out. The people that were there that, like I said, didn't really deserve it, who I really respect, And to this day, I still do, and I do apologize. I know they probably don't listen to my podcast. I haven't really spoken to them in a minute. I probably never will either, because I don't fuck with nobody from work, from BK anyway. But, I turned around. I waved to everybody. I gave, one of the girls a really, hard, squeeze you hug, but, a little side hug. I said my goodbyes. And, I walked out. I punched out, and that was that. Now, I know I said this in one of the podcast. I think one of the podcasts is that she blew my phone up, asked me if I was coming in, and I told her no. I quit. I walked out. It's funny because this same manager that I walked out on was the same manager that got mine and his best friend fired.
And that got us tight.
All because she killed the lights a little bit earlier than what should have been killed. Like, I'm sorry. It's a fucking Sunday or Saturday night. We were open to 2 a.m. and we ain't getting nobody. Nobody, bro. At all. At all. You gonna bitch and complain because we killed the lights early? Like, come on now. And now, look, I'm not throwing no shade. I ain't throwing nothing about BK, because at the end of the day, I don't talk ill about the place that put food on my table, clothes on my body, all that. Welcome back, guys. Real quick, before I get into the third part of BK Memories, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. If you's a female, and you eat your man's booty, you're nasty. Aight? Yeah. You're nasty. You're nasty as fuck. And not for nothing. Another thing. Again, this is why I said it might be like rated R or some shit. Another thing. I'm a dude. I would never in my fucking life eat my girl's ass. That's disgusting. Like, you shit out of there, bro. If I ever got with a chick that was like, oh, we eat your ass. You gonna do what, my nigga? You know the fuck? No. No.
Yeah.
You, right, look, bro, you'd be surprised. Some bitches are really into that kinky shit. Kinky, like, retarded kinky shit. Like, like, finger popping each other's assholes. Like, bah! Anyway. Bro, this is being so. I need sleep.
I'm
I need
dead.
Sleep. Anyway. I just had to get that out there, so so we're gonna take a little short break, and when I come back, we'll get into the third part of BK Memories, okay?
Right.
Anyway, welcome back. So real quick, again, part three of the BK Memories. I mean, I got memories with BK, McDonald's, and Wendy's, but I mean, the Wendy's thing, I was only there for a couple weeks. I learned how to make their chili.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, whoever eats their chili, you're nasty.
Facts.
Like, you're dookie nasty. Like, I feel like if you eat chili, you eat people's shit. That's really how I feel. That's fucked up. But anyway.
It is, bro. It's the truth.
But yeah, if you eat Wendy's chili, that's disgusting. I mean, I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, go eat chili from Wendy's. Their chili's nasty. I'm not a fan of chili. But then again, I'm not really a fan of any type of chili. But, like, seeing how we made, like, how they made that, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? McDonald's, I mean, where do I begin? Like, bro, I worked up one in Blakesley up in Pocono area.
Yeah.
Bro, where do I begin?
Where, bro?
Where would I begin? I made burger, like, basically what I did at BK, I did at McDonald's. The only difference was, everybody tried to think they could push me over, and they learned the hard way that they can't push me over. I snapped. Like, literally, we had this one girl. She was cool. Like, she wasn't bad. She was okay. I guess she was having an off day, or her and her boyfriend had gotten into a fight. She comes in, and I'm standing there. I'm not doing nothing. Like, you know, we're dead. I stocked everything up, and we're chilling. This bitch wanna come over here and fucking try to hit me with a box. An empty box, and go, oh, break up your box. So I looked at her, and I stopped her real quick. I was like, excuse you? I was like, you ain't hitting me, homie. I'll smack the shit out of you. That's fucking real. And she got mad. I mean, she got mad, and it is what it is. I'm not mad that she hit me with the box, because, again, it was a small box. It was empty anyway. So it's cool. But what I did get mad about, though, was her throwing some really inappropriate and disrespectful shade towards me for no reason.
Fucking bitch.
Because, like, yo, not for nothing, for you that don't know, I'm a big dude. I'm a husky guy. So, like, well, big guys, we cool. We chill. We're not disrespectful. We're not even rude. But, like, yo, I don't know what her deal was. I don't know if she thought she could disrespect me and get away with it. But, yo, I put her shit down quick. I was like, look, you ain't disrespecting me. I ain't, you know, I ain't your boyfriend. I ain't no one like that. You ain't going to talk to me like I'm some piece of shit off the street. And I said her shit straight. And then, you know, ever since then, we were cool.
Yeah.
Until I left. And then after I left, she texted me. And she's like, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit. And I was like, all right, well, right back at you, honey. So, GG. So, that, you know, that's something there. But like I said, the McDonald's and Wendy's were kind of short-lived. Burger King is where we have most of the memories.
Hell yeah.
Like, all right, here's one. We're going to throw back at old school real quick. Back at my first BK. Not this one.
Back in 2009?
Yeah, well, this is about, I want to say, like, this is around, like, 2011-ish, I think.
Yeah.
That's when BK was still lit,
for
my dude.
Facts.
Bro, on some real shit, and I know I still have it on Facebook. We, for those of you that, I'm pretty sure you have, eat McDonald's and Wendy's and BK and all that other stupid nasty shit. When they had those thick blue straws for the shakes?
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I'm not dropping no names because I'm not that type of person. But the nighttime crew was fucking lit. I'm sorry. I had one of the best times as a night crew
member
for, like,
good old memories.
For, like, the 8 years that was nighttime. So, back in the day, Burger King used to have these thick-ass blue straws that they used for their shakes. So one night, me and everybody that was on nighttime decided to stick the straws together to try to drink from a cup that had juice. over by where the walk-in cooler would be.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. First the fuck off, seeing four dudes with different straws, like, we all had a, like, long straw and someone was just holding it, trying to suck juice, that sounded really weird. to try to drink the juice was weird, bro. I'm sitting there, I'm like, trying to, like, you know, suck it, like, to drink it. And I was getting nothing. And then halfway through, the one kid was doing it, and the shit just, like, bottomed out and started to, like, drip. And I was like, bro, we have a leak in the straw. And we, instead of being, like, you know, putting a bucket underneath the fucking thing, this nigga gonna lay down and open his mouth and catch the juice in his mouth. And I was like, well, that's innovative. Laying on a dirty-ass Burger King floor. And, like, I don't know, just, yo, nighttime for BK was so lit.
Hell yeah.
Like, people throwing shakes at us, that was lit. People arguing over the dumbest shit because we don't have nuggets and fries, that was lit.
Like, that was, and there wasn't a one, like, getting mad because we had no nuggets or something, or...
Yeah, well, I mean...
No,
it, BK, look, okay... I'm gonna say it now. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can tell your friends. I mean, some of y'all may work at Burger King. I don't know. But Burger King nuggets are not good. Their fries are trash.
Oh, yeah.
I will take... On anything, I will take I'll take McDonald's nuggets and fries over everything. I don't give a fuck. Simple.
That's a true fact.
Like, their shit is so good. But I do gotta admit, though... When they had the Crown Nuggets, before they got rid of them, that was my shit. I used to eat Crown Nuggets and the mozzarella sticks.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, the mozzarella sticks, I used to throw the fuck out. Where my boxes? But now, I mean... Did you wash out the container?
No, it's still...
Okay, because I still gotta get my thing from my one person.
Which one?
The one that's in the bubble.
Ah, shit.
Whatever the frig their names are.
Bruce.
Yeah. Nigga, why would you say the name when it's on the podcast? Anywho. Death by Snooze New. Today! Susan! Professor! Anyway, my bad, y'all. Look, I'm tired. I've been at work for fucking 5 days. My body's killing me, so...
Same here, bro.
Let us lose our fucking marbles. But yeah, so... That was one part at BK for nighttime. There was another one that I had, too. What was it?
Oh... About the broiler cap shutting down.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I can talk about that and it caught on fire.
Oh, the whole store caught on fire, too.
Well, not the store. It was just... It was like the wall that led up to where the vent was.
That one day I was coming in, everyone was telling me, the store caught on fire. I'm like, what?
And it was closed down, too, for a while.
Yeah.
And we couldn't work.
Yeah, that was after that big fire that we had.
Yeah, from the broiler.
From,
Right? Was it the broiler? Or was it... Yeah. Or no, was it the... It was the hood cleaners, though, because they didn't clean the fucking hoods right.
Because, you know, then the...
Bro, you know how many times, we left that store when they were coming to clean?
Yeah.
And we come back and the vents were still blacker than what we had? Like, what the fuck did you do? You took a shit on them and just smeared your shit? Yo, like, come on.
Probably.
I would hope not. Please don't. alright, so I guess we'll continue this with part three of the podcast, like with the BK memory. But yeah, we have, again, for some of y'all, I'm pretty sure some of y'all probably work at Burger King. And maybe some of y'all don't. Maybe some of y'all don't understand what goes through, what the fuck? Like, what goes on working at a fast food joint? Or maybe you should. But. Wow, okay. Anywho, so one night as we were all coming into work or whatever, did you get a text from which call to tell you that we weren't opening?
Wait,
Did you get the text message from the GM, from G, telling us that we didn't open? Or did you just walk in without... The one that gave us our raise. The one that we all liked. The rhymes with Larry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay, well...
I think he's the one that told me...
Did he text you?
Yeah.
Okay, because he texted me too, and he's like, yo, I was like, what's... like, bro, can't you make this up? As a fucking manager?
Yes.
He said, yo, not hey, James. He said, yo. Like, he was down. I was like, yo? He's like, don't come into it. I was like, wow, what happened? And he didn't even have to fucking show me what happened. He just sent me a picture. He's like, this happened. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is it so burnt up? He's like, caught on fire. I was like, how? He's like, the hood cleaners. I was like, okay, they didn't clean the hoods? He's like, nope. I was like, okay. He's like, you could come in if you want, but we don't need the help. And I was like, oh, alright, cool. So I guess I won't be coming in then. And, you know who was there when that happened, right? C.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
She was telling everybody. Yeah. She's like, I caught on fire. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, it's like, who else was there? Oh, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but...
What letter?
If I can think about it, I'll get back to you on that.
Is it an L, a Q, a P,
no.
A T?
She was a very... She had to be in, like, her 50s, 60s.
Oh, you're talking about, Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you see? That's what I'm talking about. I can't think of her...
Okay. I know who he's talking about. We both can't remember her name. But, yeah, I remember her. Look. All I gotta say is when BK caught on fire, I thought that store was going down.
Because
we didn't open up for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And that was because they wanted to make sure the structure wasn't damaged. And then when we did open up, that's when the broilers started giving us problems.
Yep.
Fuck, I gotta see my case.
And it was... in the busyness, busy time frame.
You wanna do me a favor? Uh-huh. You wanna just set the trays real quick for the stuff?
And that was when we were getting slammed. Never know.
And you know what the worst part was? The simple fact that the two guys that always close, hi, you and me.
Yeah. Hi.
We knew what the fuck was wrong with it, and we did nothing to fix it. I don't know if you were there the one night, but the broiler was acting dumb. No, I think you were off this night. I think I had somebody else, it was a new person that like wound up staying for good. I think they quit now, but I was doing something. Like it was like a Saturday, so we were okay. It was a whatever. It was a Saturday night. And you know how Saturday nights where we kind of did like the broiler maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Like every couple days. Well, what was it? We were doing our maintenance like always. And it came down to... What the hell did it come down to? Oh, it was like 11 something. And I don't play. Alright, so check it. I doubled up all the meat. I didn't give a fuck. I doubled up the Whopper meat. I doubled up the burger meat. Yeah. I think we had like ribeyes that during that time too. I doubled up the ribeyes. So we could clean the broiler. Bro, it was like 11 o'clock. We had no business. It was during the winter time. For some fucking odd reason, they decided to stay open till fucking 2 in the morning during the winter time.
Nothing. No business. No nothing.
Nothing. No, we had one car, maybe every other hour. If that.
And all you hear is...
Well, silence.
Nothing.
It was silent.
Besides us just trying to like do the floors, getting everything done early. Well, we couldn't because we were open until fucking
2 o'clock
in the goddamn morning.
Yo, but what pissed me off the most was the simple fact that night, like, I walked in, I had, like, my mindset was something was going to fuck up throughout the night. Like, something. Whether it was the Friars or the bro, what? The broiler took a shit on us twice.
Yeah.
The time I got in, and then that time at 11, we were dead. So I was like, bet, I'll just double ball our meat, and then we can, you know, turn it off to let it cool down. After I doubled up all the meat, bro, it went, like, high. Instead of being, like, 7 something, it was, like, 8 or 9.
And it was bad because you had to do it in the oven, which made it worse.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Oven burgers?
Yeah.
Bro, they got hard as a hockey puck within, like, what, the 4th or... If that, there was no grease.
Yeah, I know.
It was gross. Like...
And we weren't serving the people out there?
But we did.
I know. And I felt bad because of it.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't care. All honesty, I didn't care that we... I didn't care how we served it to the customer. Bro, we still have the floater, dude. The damn drain. There was a fucking drain by the office door.
Yeah.
You know what I hate? Like, I feel like I'm talking to a video camera because I feel like I'm doing the podcast that way, but I'm staring at the phone. But there was, what do you call that? Like, we have a drain that was up by our office for the managers. Every fucking time we used the hose, it fucking clogged. It got clogged. Yeah. I was so tight, bro. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But anyway, so, I was pissed off. So, of course, me being me, I was like, yo, fuck it, I'm not doing this no more. Like, I'm done. I'm not doing the floor. And do you know how many times I was told that if we don't do the floor, we were going to get in trouble? And yet, we've never, ever got in trouble.
Exactly.
Except for one time, that was because, like, the head honcho of the company at the time.
Yeah.
Before
that
they...
The only time we got really
got
in trouble for.
Yeah, but even at that, it wasn't even in trouble. It was more of like a, you should have done it, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, it was just funny as fuck, though, because every...
You
guys
didn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, no one gave... Bro, nighttime, we never gave a fuck, especially the crew that we had, you, me, and the list can go on and on. I'm not going to drop their names. No one gave a fuck. We did... Bro, we was on our phones, we were drinking the sodas. I mean, we were allowed to drink the sodas, but, like, we were on our phones, we were eating the food.
It's like, it's
one of
the fucking
cameras,
too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yo! That, bro, even when they put the cameras in, that still didn't stop anybody from eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're watching you on camera. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
And they claimed that they were going to fire people. They didn't fire people for food. They fired people because they fucking, they either came to work high as fuck or never showed up, period.
They didn't give a fuck.
If they didn't give a fuck, why should we have given a fuck? Fuck that shit. But yeah, fucking BK... Ooh, Jenga. Anyway, so BK, I mean, look, BK was good to us.
Because we knew people, we had a good squad, and good-ass members.
And the managers, yo, so I ain't gonna front, some of the managers, they were pretty cool. Like,
Some of them,
not all. And I'm not saying this because, like, I didn't like all of them. I don't know, like, some of them were dope as fuck, and some of them were kind of like, meh. I didn't fuck with you like that. Like, when I first got hired... The big boss, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Dope as shit, for the most part. And then when he got moved out of that store to make way for the other one, he was cool, because that motherfucker gave us our raise.
Yeah.
But it took me, I think, like, what, 6 to 7 years just to get $9. And mind you, I got hired in for $8. So... At that time, I was the only one making $8 on night shift. And then when the other one came in, that's when you and me got our raise to $9.
And then the one general manager, remember how he had us do all the videos for a 50 cent?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That shit was good.
That was a good idea.
But it's funny, though, because then after that... you know, I really got rid of him and the other one.
He actually went to...
Cracker Barrel.
He actually moved.
Did he?
Yeah, he moved to a different state. I think that's what happened.
Nah. You talk about G?
No, T.
Oh no, I'm talking about G. G was the one that gave us our gave us our $9 raise.
After what happened to him.
Yeah, they they fired him because he wouldn't bend over and kiss their ass. He wasn't.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Bro, everybody liked working for him. That's why. And he, when he did what he, because he had to make those cuts when they cut what's his name? Our porter.
Yeah.
They cut him. He didn't want to cut him. He even said he didn't want to cut him. He told me to my face. He's like, I don't want to cut him, but they're making me cut him. I was like, so then don't cut him. He's like, I can't. They need me cut people. And because he wouldn't bend over and kiss their ass and be like, yes, you know, whoever, they fired him because they didn't want him doing what he was doing. Even though he ran that store, and everybody fucked with him. That's the same shit with this nigga that quit this one. Everybody fucked with him, but he quit on his own because he was tired of bullshit. And I'm glad he quit because he's so much better off without BK. But yeah, see, he moved to North Carolina, South Carolina.
That's where I thought.
He moved there because he had the job opportunity of running his own Burger King out there. He quit that job too. He quit. When I meet him, we're talking. He's like, "Yeah, I quit." I was like, "Why? What happened?" And I forget what the fuck it was. And I was like, "God damn, everybody just quit left and right." He's like, basically, I was like, "I should quit too." But this was like after I quit South BK over here. But yeah, yo, it was some funny shit. Like, I'm pretty sure we just did like 4 memories just in this part.
Yeah.
But I'll still label it as BK Memories Part 3. What else? Oh, I don't know if you knew this, but get a this one. So, the first BK that we were at,
yeah.
You know it was haunted, right?
Yeah.
One of the employees had a heart attack, died on front counter.
I think it was either you or someone else that told me about that.
I think it was both of us, but what I didn't know was, I can't even say it's not what I didn't know. What pissed me off is I've seen said figure walking around in the back every time it closed. So one night, I forget who I was closing with, you weren't there at the time. You were off or some shit. I'm doing something and... Oh, I'm washing dishes. Cause I was like, yo, I'm going to do dishes for the night since, like, we were set. We had, like, G and A. And, like, we were set with mad people. So, they're like, all right, that's fine. And it was, like, an early close. Like, it was, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas when we closed at, like, 8 o'clock. The first and only few
Christmas
times we did
Eve
it.
Christmas Eve or...
It was, like, Christmas Eve or some shit when we closed early. And I remember I cracked the back door open because it was hot back there. I was feeling hot. And... The back door, there was no wind, so like the cold air, when it hits you. So as I'm doing my dishes, what I hear is like somebody coming in from the back door. Like I hear like what I thought was someone walking onto the floor. So I was like, oh, it's gonna be like one of the managers that probably went around to smoke a cigarette or something. They're gonna say something about the door. Nothing happened. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm just standing there, and the manager comes up front. I was like, didn't you just come from back? She was like, nah. I was like. Oh, okay. So at that time, I kind of was like, I know we're haunted, but like I'm not really like, oh, God, haunted. And I remember I'm standing there, and I'm talking to one of the employees that were with us at that time. And as I'm looking this way at the person, the corner of my eye, I see something black dart towards that little, like, the pit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, y'all didn't just see that? And I forget the kid's name, but he looks at me, and he's like, You seen it too, right? The shadow that ran across. I was like, all right, so I'm not hallucinating. He's like, nah. I was like, because I'm a little high right now. He's like, yeah, me too. I'm like, but I'm not out there. I'm like, mellowish. He's like, yeah, I seen it. So I remember being like, all right, cool. So we're haunted. So I'm doing dishes, and I turn around, and I thought someone was going to walk up on me because I, like, my ears pop when someone walks up behind me. It's weird. And I'm standing there, and my ears, like, it popped. I'm like, oh, okay, nothing's here. And I had a tray, I wanted to put anything on the side, but I had like the tray half and half because it was drying. And it was a big stack. Mind you, them trays are heavy as fuck. Something would either have to bump the table hard as fuck for it to fall, or somebody would have to go whack real hard. Either something went whack real hard, or they bumped the table because that shit went kagush all on the floor. And I just kind of looked over, I was like, I ain't doing those dishes. I was like, y'all can do that shit. I was like, I'm out. I'm done. And it was just funny because, like, towards the end of the night, one of the manager that was on shift was in the office doing their paperwork, and I shut the layoff in the pit and in that back area that leads up to the pit. So we only had the side, so we like just finished the mopping. And she claimed that she saw me walking out the back door. I was like, how, when I was mopping the floor by the office door? She's like, I swear to God, I seen somebody walk out the back door. I was like, all right, so double check to see who's here. I was there, the other two were there, the other manager that was being trained was still there, so no one walked out. So what I did was I had someone else mop for me, and I double checked everything, bro. I checked the bathrooms, I checked the lobby, I checked... Bro, at one point, I literally checked underneath the tables, and you can clearly see under the tables. So I walked out back to make sure no one's out back.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, the head office, they seen the video. They said whatever it was that walked outside was not human. So I was like, so it was a fucking ghost.
Dark depression.
Well, apparently, the people in the main office didn't believe that the building was haunted. So they don't believe in ghosts. So I was like, alright, feel how you feel. Because at the end of the day, this place is haunted. But, well, I think we'll leave it here. Publish this one. And then we'll do another podcast later. Oh, thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. Hasta luego!